This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkowta discuss calling for Federal Parliament budget session. Ruling coalition decides to take action against rebel candidates from their parties. Government appoints Dhiraj Pratap Singh as IGP of Nepal Police and Raju Aryal as IGP of Armed Police Force. And Mariupol civilians leave besieged Azovstal steel plant. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has discussed the dates for calling the budget session of the Federal Parliament with Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkowta today. Speaker Sapkowta's press advisor Sridhar Neupane confirmed the meeting of the Speaker and the Prime Minister at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar. On the occasion, the Prime Minister and the Speaker discussed the dates to call the budget session of the Parliament, as there is the constitutional obligation of presenting the budget for the new fiscal year on the 29th of May. A meeting of the ruling coalition has decided to direct the subordinate bodies of the respective coalition partners to perform as per the understanding raised among the coalition parties on May 13 local level election. The meeting of the coalition mechanism for making internal preparations and monitoring of the local level election has decided to take action against the candidates who filed rebel candidacies against the common candidates nominated by the coalition. Moreover, the meeting decided that the coalition would actively fulfill the responsibilities during the election by maintaining mutual unity as per the coalition spirit and sentiment. The Election Commission has urged all not to post any matters that hamper impartiality and dignity of election on the social media. Organizing a press briefing in Kathmandu today, the Commission asked all social media users to send fake news, disinformation and hate speech to any of the political parties or candidates. Speaker of the Joint Spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Sharma Podal, drew in everyone's attention to the Election Code of Conduct and legal provision formulated to make election free and fair. The Commission has also asked the political parties and candidates to provide the details of their social media accounts within 24 hours from the publication of candidates' final name list. Likewise, the Commission has also asked all not to disseminate any misleading information about the parties and candidates from any media in neighbouring countries. Meanwhile, the Commission has directed the government to write the government of the neighbouring countries to supervise the media and check unlawful broadcast or publication. Nepal government has decided to promote Additional Inspector General AIG of Nepal Police Dhiraj Pratap Singh to the post of Inspector General of Police. Likewise, the Armed Police Force AP of AIG Raju Aryal has been promoted to the post of Inspector General of APF. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Sunday took the decision to promote both AIGs to the highest post of their respective security agencies. Nepali Congress has said that the electoral alliance forged among the ruling coalition partners has been successful. Speaking at a press conference organized at party headquarters in Sanepa today, Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakasaran Mahat claimed that the alliance was successful with some exceptions and the party decision was accepted by the Nepali Congress leaders and cadres. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact has been published in the Nepal Gazette, the government's official bulletin. With this, the project, considered as milestone in the development of energy and infrastructure sector of Nepal, has formally come into the implementation process. The US government's Millennium Challenge Corporation $500 million compact with the government of Nepal was ratified by the federal parliament on the 27th of February. It was ratified along with the 10-point interpretive declaration after the long political dispute and differences. The 133rd International Labour Day has been marked today by organizing various programs by different labour unions and workers. On this occasion, trade unions and labour fraternities conducted various programs. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli says his party is committed to conserving the culture and civilization of Kathmandu Valley. Addressing a program organized to mark the International Labour Day in Kathmandu today, chairperson Oli said the government under his leadership had forwarded programs related to the employment and security of labourers, which he claimed came into implementation now. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Dozens of people, including women and children, have been evacuated from a steel plant in the pulverized city of Mariupol. Russian news agencies reported, citing the defense ministry today, that two groups of civilians left the residential area around the Azovstal steelworks yesterday. TASS news agency quoted the ministry that a total of 46 civilians left the area and were provided with food and shelter. Those brought out included 19 adults and 6 children. And several earlier efforts to evacuate the civilians had failed, as Moscow and Kiev reportedly blamed each other. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said today that it had struck at weapons supplied to Ukraine by the United States and European countries and destroyed a runway at military airfield near Ukrainian city of Odessa. The ministry said it used hypersonic missiles to strike the airfields after Ukraine accused Russia of knocking out a newly constructed runway at the main airport of Odessa. The attacks come at a time when Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, is visiting Kiev. India Meteorological Department says northwest and central India have experienced the hottest April in 122 years. As per the Indian Meteorological Department, the average maximum temperature in April was recorded to be the highest ever at 37.78 degrees Celsius for central India, while it stood at 35.9 degrees Celsius for northwest India, nearly 3.35 degrees above normal. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. It will be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudhupashchim Province. Likewise, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota discuss calling for Federal Parliament budget session. The ruling coalition decides to take action against rebel candidates from their parties. Government appoints Dhiraj Pratap Singh as IGP of Nepal Police and Raju Aryal as IGP of Armed Police Force. And Mariupol civilians leave besieged Azovstal steel plant. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.